News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Ministry of Education will close 18 underpopulated primary schools effective September 2015 as it seeks to achieve greater levels of efficiency in the school system. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaite says the institutions had small school populations ranging from a low of 16 to a maximum of 68 students.
The schools to be affected are Bowden Hill School, Tower Hill Primary, Clifton Primary, both in East Rural St. Andrew. We are still receiving proposals that may affect the Mount James All-Age School, the Black Hill All-Age School in Portland Western as the Belvedere Primary, the Peartree River Primary in St. Thomas Eastern, and Preston Hill and Rosebank in St. Mary.
Minister Thwaite was speaking in Parliament last Tuesday. Some of the other schools are Alps Primary and Infant in Southern Trelawney, Brittonvale and Clydesdale Primary in Southeastern St. Anne. In Eastern Hanover, the Hillsbrook Primary, the Octam Betty Primary and Junior High in Northwestern Manchester, Hopeton Primary in St. Elizabeth and Heartlands Primary in Central St. Catherine. Reverend Thwaite says the students from the affected schools have been registered at other institutions. Support for Jamaica's privatization policy has come from former Minister of State-Owned Enterprises, SOEs, in New Zealand, Richard Preble. Speaking at a recent GIS think tank session, Mr. Preble said by privatizing more of its state-owned entities, Jamaica will have more resources at its disposal, particularly to repay some of its debt.
You've got a lot of debt as a country, and a very quick way to get rid of the debt is actually to do some privatisation and repay the debt and get control again of your own expenditure.
Mr. Preble is part of a team from the Asian Development Bank ADB visiting Jamaica to present the findings of a 2014 report on the performance of state-owned enterprises in island countries. The ADB study found that state-owned entities in Jamaica make a contribution of 1.5% of gross domestic product GDP, while those in poorer countries in the Pacific contribute on average 4.5% to GDP. Mr. Preble says the difference of 3% is achievable for Jamaica and should be a goal to work towards. Mr. Preble was one of the architects of New Zealand's state-owned enterprises reform program, recognized internationally as one of the most comprehensive and successful programs ever undertaken. A new independent entity is to be established to take over the regulatory functions of the Bureau of Standards Jamaica, BSJ. Information Minister Senator Sandra Fortner announced last week that Cabinet had approved the immediate separation of BSJ's regulatory division to make way for the entity. It is to be called the National Compliance and Regulatory Authority.
The new body will be responsible for registering processed food establishments, inspecting goods at ports of entry and in the local market to ensure compliance as well as perform regulatory functions.
Senator Faulkner explains that the move is intended to correct an inherent conflict of interest in the BSJ's organizational structure. She says the conflict stems from the fact that the Bureau performs conformity assessments, sets standards, and then seeks to regulate the standards it has set. The Bureau of Standards is one of two government agencies undergoing restructuring under the World Bank Government of Jamaica Strategic Public Sector Transformation Project. And the Tourism Ministry is partnering with the Jamaica Manufacturers Association to supply the growing demand for uniforms within the tourism sector. Head of the Tourism Linkages Hub, Carolyn MacDonald Riley, says more local uniform manufacturers are needed to fill the supply gap.
Every single one of our hoteliers use uniforms, and there is no one, two, three, or four entities that exist that can supply the amount of uniforms that we want.
She was speaking at a recent GIS think tank session. The partnership is aimed at increasing the number of Heart Trust NTA textile graduates and other seamstresses available to work within the sector. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuy James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
You know, a whole heap of youth smoke weed and sound, you know.
For real, no. But you have some friends who smoke weed in the gully behind school. And when graduation time come, my youth, none of them no graduate.
The only high grade I want is on my C-sec.
Target shows the future come first.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse.